Good morning, everybody. This is Carrie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you all so much for being on the call today. Again, please hit *6 to mute your line. With so many people on the call, it will be important to do this in order for all of us to hear. Again, please hit *6 to mute your line, and then please hit *6 to unmute your line when your industry sector is called upon to speak. Again, *6 to mute your line, and then *6 to unmute your line when your industry sector is called upon to speak. Again, thank you all so very much for being on the call today. We recognize that you are laser-focused on your personal and business needs at this time, and we are so grateful that you took the time to be with us today, because as a community, as an industry, we are in this together. Again, I want to just ask everybody, please hit *6 to mute your line, and then *6 to unmute your line when your industry sector is called upon to speak. It has been a week unlike any of us have ever experienced, with a global pandemic of COVID-19 and its monumental impact on the tourism and hospitality industry. Without a doubt, our industry is the one that is getting hurt the hardest by this pandemic, and it is unquestionably a time of great uncertainty and anxiety. On this call today, we're going to briefly touch on the macro picture as well as the micro picture, but most importantly, we want to hear from you. So as we all know, and the questions on everybody's mind, where are we as a nation, as a state, as a community? What is Visit Tallahassee doing? Where do we go from here? And we know that everything is rapidly changing. When you think about, I mean, the world has changed. When you look at our lives, even like last Friday, to where we are today, and think what we were doing and how we operated to where we are today, and then think where a week from now, and even, you know, weeks from now, and a month. Clearly, we are in an unprecedented, and it is truly an understatement, dynamic. Nationally, we've seen unprecedented travel restrictions, and we all must follow the national guidelines in order to flatten the curve on the spread of the coronavirus. All we have to do is look at these other countries that are weeks and months ahead of us to see it is up to every one of us to keep our community and state and country safe and healthy. Again, it is up to us, every one of us, to flatten that curve on the spread of coronavirus. As we've all heard, a federal stimulus package is coming, but the timing process amount is yet to be finalized. So again, there is, from a national perspective and national response, a lot going on. At the state level, certainly, we've seen event cancellations, widespread event cancellations, hotel occupancy plummeting. Looking around even to other states in the country where restaurants have been ordered closed, whereas here in Florida, only the bars and nightclubs are closed, and the restaurants are either adapting, which we're seeing a lot of that doing the takeout and delivery aspect and carry out. But some are closing now out of necessity, and we're now practicing social distancing and self-isolation. And, you know, to be sure, there are more strenuous protective measures that will likely be coming. Again, this is a very different world, and certainly the state of Florida and the Tallahassee included is going to be tremendously hit, given the size of the tourism industry in the state of Florida. Here in Tallahassee and Leon County, there are 3 cases of the coronavirus, and there will certainly be more everywhere now that testing has opened up. The numbers are expected to go up rapidly, so please, we freaking out is not going to help. Again, it's more a function of the testing. Massive industry layoffs have begun here in our own community, and with more than 16,000 people employed here in in tourism and hospitality in our communities, our family and friends and neighbors. We must try to find some relief and recovery for these 16,000, you know, tourism and hospitality workers to help to sustain them. But more on that in a little bit. What is Visit Tallahassee doing? Of course, we are focused on the health and safety of consumers, staff, the industry, the community. All of our paid media has been paused. We are focused on our owned and earned media and getting our messaging out. We've closed the visitor center until further notice. Visit Tallahassee staff has been encouraged to work from home. However, there is minimal staff rotating in at the office to keep the doors open and the lights on. We have activated a special COVID-19 industry partners page with the latest updates from the local and state emergency response professionals. It's visittallahassee.com/industry. That is where you will find all the COVID-19, you know, all of the latest updates from us will be posted there. We are actively working with our advertising agency on a future recovery marketing plan to ensure that we have a very strong presence following COVID-19, and we will be ready once the time is right to activate that. Of course, we are monitoring all of the consumer and industry sentiment across all online platforms to monitor how COVID-19 is impacting travel and tourism. We are at Visit Tallahassee, the Leon County Tourism Office, framing our response three ways, and that is educate, mitigate, and stimulate. Those are our three response buckets, if you will, is educate, mitigate, and stimulate. We are, from an educate standpoint, to be a trusted information source to both gather and disseminate information to consumers and the industry via social posts, industry update emails, and calls. Mitigate, again, and we're doing these simultaneously, supporting local businesses. It is so important that we do that now, particularly in the restaurant sector, to support those businesses and their staff by patronizing restaurants. There are two initiatives. Open for Takeout is a restaurant map where you can look at GIS-based and see which restaurants are offering takeout, delivery, curbside service, as well as a new Rally for Tally initiative that is going to be launched this weekend. Again, we've got to be supporting our local businesses and vendors safely and appropriately, and these are tools to help do that, because mitigating and supporting our local businesses right now is imperative. And stimulate, we will stimulate when the time is right, again, working with the agency to develop a responsible recovery marketing plan to activate when the time is right. It will take a very comprehensive approach, working closely with the Office of Economic Vitality and our Chambers of Commerce to help restore and help our destination's businesses recover and to restore our visitation levels. The bottom line is, we are all in this together, and we need to be creative to weather this crisis. It is an industry and a community crisis, state, national, you know, clearly for the next 3 to 5 months. And two things that this crisis has really brought to light for me is that how tightly wound the travel and tourism ecosystem is interconnected. It's the airlines, the hotels, the restaurants, the museums are all part of what makes this destination, and this crisis has really gone to underscore how tightly we are all so interconnected. And the second part of this is the economic value of tourism and hospitality, because the economic toll of this pandemic will be much greater than 9/11 or the Great Recession. I mean, that is locally and statewide and nationally. And I say this, but truly I believe in the resiliency of this industry. History has shown we are a very resilient industry, and we will rebound, and the future will be brighter. But right now we're here to help and Visit Tallahassee to support you in any way that we can. So I want to shift the call now, because we want to hear from you. I ask you to please frame your remarks in three ways. One is, what are the current impacts to your business? Occupancy levels, attendance levels, you know, patrons, you know, revenue loss, however you want to share, what are the current impacts to your business? And also, how have you adapted your business or your business practices? I think a lot of these very entrepreneurial restaurants have adapted very nicely, as I referenced earlier. But again, we want you to touch on that current impact to your staff. And then what are your current needs and how, you know, Visit Tallahassee can support you. So again, I ask you to frame your remarks three ways: current impact to your business, and then including if you've adapted your model somehow; two, current impact to your staff; and three, what are your current needs and how we can support you. There are a lot of people on this call, so let me start off by asking the hotels on the call to share their updates first. And I will call on them in just a second. Again, hit star mute to unmute your line, but I will ask for hotels to share updates first. Then I will ask for restaurants to share updates, and then attractions. So again, hotels, restaurants, and then attractions. And again, please frame your remarks three ways. So again, now star six to unmute your line, and I would ask if there are any hotels on the call. Now would be the time to please share your thoughts and your observations and what you're experiencing. Are there any hotels on the call?
Hey, Carrie, this is Michelle Wilson with Marriott. I'll go ahead and speak first, I guess. We have seen, you know, virtually 100% cancellation in terms of groups for the next 90 days. Some are hoping to rebook in the future, you know, I mean, not before June. And, you know, most of the hotels that I'm working with are down to skeleton crews, you know, having to temporarily lay off folks. Reservations seem to be in like single digit occupancy. And so, you know, that's kind of where we are right now. So any assistance in terms of, you know, knowing what's coming in, if there's going to be any FEMA, National Guard, you know, things of that nature, you know, making sure that the hoteliers are getting that business. And then, I mean, I have a question or suggestion is, will there be a list of hotels that are potentially temporarily closing so that we all kind of have some kind of database? So if we know a certain hotel is closed, we can shift business to another hotel or a sister property or what have you. So that's it for me. Thanks.
That's a great suggestion, and we will do that, Michelle. Thank you so much, and appreciate you being on the call this morning. Are there any other hotels on the line that wish to share updates?
Carrie,
go ahead.
Hi, Carrie. This is Beau Schmitz at the Hampton Inn & Suites, Capital University. I'll go next. Very similar to Michelle. Almost identical scenario. All of our groups over the next 90 days have canceled or we are anticipating that they will cancel. Very low occupancy numbers. The last couple of days I've had to lay off nearly all my staff. So the outlook is bleak, but we are all in this together and we need to continue to move forward. We're making as many cost saving measures as we can operationally, energy wise, everything we can do to control the expenses because we know it's going to take quite a while to recover from this. And then it's similar to Michelle, just, you know, any hotel occupancy need, we all need to be creative and work together and try to, be part of the solution as we come out of this, depending on when that happens.
Great. Thank you, Beau. And I haven't heard anything more recently. A couple days ago, we did hear rumblings potentially about the National Guard staging here in case the efforts were warranted in South Florida. And again, we will certainly be in communication to our hotel partners if that if we do hear anything more action in that regard. So thank you very much.
This is Chris from Holiday Inn Express at Raymond Deal. Obviously, groups have canceled, and we're in the same boat. However, the traffic on I-10 has been very supportive. We've been picking up between 25 and 30 per day for the walk-in. We're having daily cancellations from reservations, but I think people are getting in their cars and going where they need to go and just stopping and picking up, you know, whatever they can find at a decent rate.
Great. Thank you. That's good information.
And this is Shabby Pascal at the Hilton Garden Inn in Hampton Inn Suites right behind Chris's hotel. We're in a very similar boat with all of our groups have canceled for the next 60 days. We are actually going to be consolidating our two hotels and shifting reservations from one to the other, and operating out of one hotel for about a week and then go back to the other hotel. We've cut our breakfast back to grab-and-go bags. We no longer do any buffets at our breakfast. And, of course, the staffing is bare minimum. So in the same boat, we're still getting some walk-in as well.
Have you had to do temporary layoffs as well?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Any other hotels on the line? Okay. Hearing none, I'll ask, are there any restaurants on the line? Any restaurants on the line? Okay, hearing none, I'll move to attractions. I know I'm thinking Copa's on the line. I heard the Mandy from the Symphony's on the line. So any other museums and attractions would like to go ahead, please? Please go ahead.
Terry, it's Russell Dawes at the Tallahassee Museum.
Hi, Russ.
I sort of like the hotels. We're still open. I think we may be the only museum still open in town. Our visitation numbers for spring break are certainly down, but we're still seeing 200 to 300 visitors a day. We're running anywhere from 30 to 50 Tallahassee tree-to-tree clients coming through. All of our school group reservations have pretty much been canceled. Group tours have canceled. We've had to shut down our early childhood programs. This week we do have spring camp for parents, and they're continuing, though starting today we've lost some cancellations, and I'm not sure what our camp on Monday will be. I think we're right now just assessing where things will be. We're getting a lot of people calling and hoping we're open this weekend. So as far as I know, we'll continue to operate at least through the weekend unless something changes. We're starting to have part-time staff, volunteers choosing to stay at home, which we certainly understand, but we still have enough staff to operate. If, in fact, we do have to close, we'll probably try to keep as many staff that we can attending to things that we just haven't had time to take care of. But eventually, depending on how long this continues, which seems to be quite a while, we may have to look at staff reductions or layoffs. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're doing a lot of cleaning.
Yes.
Sanitizing.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're starting to see a little bit of minimal, but some, up until today we had none, but some public pushback on us being open. I mean, I think I've had 3 or 4 Facebook comments. comments and one phone call on that. But most of the calls are wanting to see if we're going to be open.
Okay. Okay, understood. Thank you, Russ.
Yep.
Hey, Carrie, this is Michelle from the Challenger Learning Center.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, so our impact we've had with the schools closing, we've had field trips cancel for the rest of the school year. We have a few that are remaining, mostly Georgia and Alabama schools. Still kept their reservations, but we anticipate that those are going to get canceled as well, including the tour groups and the like educational tours and sunshine tours, and some of the motor coach operators have canceled as well. This comes at, you know, our busiest time of the year. This is when most schools take field trips, and we ended up closing last Saturday was our last Friday was our last day open, so we ended up having to refund all of our spring break campers. Adaptive-wise, we're trying to stay top of mind by continuing to post on social media some edutainment activities. There's no revenue drive on that. It's just trying to make sure that the public doesn't forget that we're here, and when we get on the other side of this, they'll hopefully come to support us because they'll remember that we were here during that time. Our staff is down to about 15% of what it was when we were open. I do have some staff being able to work remotely on tasks. Like Russell, we're doing a lot of cleaning, trying to ensure that the staff can continue to work and get hours and get paid. But at some point, that's going to come to an end. So I guess the other point that you wanted us to talk about was what can Visit Tallahassee help with. I guess when we're on the other side of this issue, and we will be, I'm trying to stay very optimistic, that people will want to get out and have fun. They're going to want to get out of their homes once this pandemic has calmed down. And I guess having Visit Tallahassee to help us push that message would be beneficial.
Absolutely, and you can count on that, and we are working on plans right now to once, you know, that the time is right to go out, to hit it very hard, and again, be ready, kind of locked and loaded when this time is right to advance, again, to, you know, again, spend in the meet, do what we can to support our businesses, but also bring our visitation levels back up. And you kind of said something I was going to hit on at the end, but I'm going to hit it on again. I'll do it here now. As far as what you can do right now, and this is things that we're doing as well, is exactly that. We're just posting, you know, nice pictures, fun pictures, beautiful pictures with no call to action. Or storytelling about the wonderful things. There, again, no call to action, but I think for everybody, just to make sure they're utilizing their social channels to exactly keep Tallahassee out there, not to go dark, but not to have a call to action either, but just the here we are, you know, the pretty pictures, and you said, you know, remember we're here, but for all of us to continue to do that will make a difference. So, again, I appreciate that you all are already doing that and would encourage everyone to do that as they can.
This is Jennifer from Goodwood Museum and Garden.
Hi,
and we're in the same boat. Busy time of year. We've canceled all events, tours, and rentals. So the financial impact on the organization is real and painful. One of the things that we are considering doing to adapt is to try and offer small group gatherings of 10 or less with the cancellations of weddings, which is an important stream of revenue for us. Of course, we can't have gatherings of more than 10 people. We're considering trying to maybe offer an all-inclusive package with some of our catering or restaurant partners to, you know, have a small intimate event for people. That being said, without any kind of things happening, including the cafe being closed, the staff that was responsible for helping with cleaning and setup and whatnot, they're not getting any hours at all. We're not calling them in to help. We use them on an as-needed basis. We have lost one employee, and so we're down to skeleton staff, hoping not to cut hours anymore, but looking at how far this could go, certainly there's the possibility that there are going to be staff reductions, and it's hard for us to wrap our head around where that could come from since we're already a lean operation. Visit Tallahassee can help us by doing some of what you're doing, which includes sharing pretty pictures and whatnot. Goodwood's grounds are extensive. We have 21 acres, and we've been opening our gates for people to come in and walk around. I've seen a number of people looking at our interpretive signs around the grounds, and sometimes I'll ask people if they're visiting from out of town or if they're local, a lot of local people, which is good. It means that people are following guidelines for not traveling far away. But I expect that Tallahassee is seeing people passing through, as we heard from our hotel partner up there on Raymond Deal. So, yeah, keep us for places that people can go without having to have social interaction, like the Goodwood Grounds, and it's free. Let people know that, you know, they can get out in green space. I know I've been enjoying going out on the trails and doing more outdoor pursuits where there's plenty of social distance and clean, fresh air. It's a beautiful time of year to be here.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate that. And we've certainly done some of that and promoting to go to parks passively. Again, not in activities, but to passively enjoy them. And we will certainly add Goodwood to our list of you know, these natural areas and these experiences for people that can still maintain a safe social distancing. But I couldn't agree with you more on these super high, stressful, you know, times of anxiety. You know, getting out in nature and walking around is certainly something everybody can benefit from, whether it's kids that are getting cabin fever being all pent up, and the same with the adults and the parents. So I appreciate you letting us know that you're allowing people to do that and encouraging people to do that, to walk around your grounds. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for making sure we get on that list, Carrie. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, Carrie. This is Mandy Springer with the Symphony.
Hi, Mandy.
Hey, good to hear your voice. It may be like for a long time. I can listen to you and not see you. So, strange time. So as far as the symphony goes, we haven't made this public yet, but obviously we'll be canceling the rest of our season, which entails two concerts, the giant one we have at Southwood in April, and then our season finale in May. We're going to be letting the musicians know that later today. Obviously they will not be paid for that. We're not on the hook for that because we have a force majeure clause in their contract. Although we did pay them for the concert last week, we were unable to perform just as an act of goodwill. And we're in a really good position right now for us because of our subscription model. We've already, have all of our tickets sold for the rest of the season. So we're really hoping, as we announce this to the broader public, that our patrons will, agree to donate their tickets back instead of us losing that revenue. And our sponsors, who I talked to yesterday, have just been amazing. So I got to give a shout out to Capital City Bank, Bank of America, Greenberg Traurig. They all said keep the money even if you don't have the event, which has been wonderful. So I'm very grateful for that. Yeah, it's really generous of them. And again, you know, Brooke Halleck's comment to me from Capital City Bank was, we're all in this together and we want to help stimulate the economy and help you guys stay afloat. So it was just a really nice, sentiment. As far as, adaptation, kind of a minor detail. I'm taking a 50% pay cut until we get through this thing. And so the staff has also offered to do that, so they won't do as large of one. But it's just, you know, try to help in any way we can. Yesterday we launched a little TSO at home thing, a newsletter where we're sending out recordings of our greatest hits in the past few years, and that's had great response. People are loving being able to tap on that and listen to symphony music while they're stuck at home. And that leads me into the third thing, which is as far as how you can help and also intersects with the adaptation. As we move forward, it'd be very helpful for those of us who receive COPA funding to know what that pot of money is going to look like for budgeting for next year, you know, because it's a substantial amount of money for us. So if we could get a number sooner rather than later of how much it's going to be cut due to this, then we can start, you know, changing our video content that y'all could send out of the symphony I'd be happy to see that, so people could listen to it at home or watch it at home.
Mandy, that would be great video content. Your greatest hits, you know, of showing your replays of past performances, is that available to all or just subscribers?
I want to make it available to all. We're going to try that for now and see what the musicians do.
Okay, so if any video content that you can, I would be welcome and appreciated. Again, we can include that. And we have itineraries on our website right now, again, but that is encouraging people to go out. But we do want to also include some, again, supporting our businesses, some stay-in options and ways they can still enrich their time while they're there. So anything that you can share with us on that would be greatly appreciated, and we will post and share as we can. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Regarding budgeting, that's a crystal ball, but to be real honest with you, it's gonna be tricky because we are funded 100% with tourist development tax collections.
Right.
And so it is just going to depend, and, you know, COCA receives 20% of that, and again, the majority of their budget is TDT collections, and what that looks like, again, is going to be dependent upon how quickly we do get on the other side of this and how quickly people start traveling. I mean, I think we certainly, there will be pent-up demand. But at the same time, there's going to be a lot of trepidation about people wanting to travel and be in groups of, you know, any size. So I think we're just, again, going to have to see how we respond. But, you know, the first step being flatten the curve so we can stop the spread of it and return to normalcy as quick as possible. So having everybody do that as quickly as they can, you know, again, we'll determine the duration of this, and as far as when we'll actually be able to even make any type of a projected number, I couldn't say that right now because it's just going to depend on how this plays out. But I certainly hear what you're saying, and I understand the boat you're in, and all of us are in that boat, everybody. I mean, the hotels, everybody's in that boat as to what is the not just this fiscal year, but next fiscal year going to look like. And again, we're all in this together, you know, as a community, and together is the only way we're going to be able to get out of it. And to our focus is to be even better than we were before. So that is our goal, but it's going to be some bumpy months between now and then.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Carrie, so much for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you all. Thank you.
Carrie, this is Kathleen from COCA.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for being on the call.
Absolutely. Thank you for organizing this. So it's great to hear the check-ins from our other partners on this. To kind of brings down to a macro level what we're seeing on the micro level. And on the micro level, the entertainment, arts, culture industry has been greatly impacted by this virus more than I've ever seen since I've been in this industry, because everything that's being hit is really event driven, as has been talked to in this conversation. So that means all areas, usually one area or a few areas of an industry may be hit, but all areas are being hit, including venue cancellations, and a lot of tours are being have been either canceled or postponed. There's been a fair amount of layoffs other venue closings all around that have just completely impacted, you know, every aspect of this this crisis. And so locally, what we've seen is about, you know, kind of holistically, when we're looking at all the different kinds of events, everywhere from film to dance to concerts and so on, there's been about a 95% cancellation or postponement rate, and that continues to grow. We're anticipating that even next week we will see fewer things than offered this week than have been. We've seen the clubs have been remaining open, but a few and very small events, so that they're staying compliant to the requests that have been coming from the state and national. We have since been revamping all of our newsletters, our content, to engage with community differently. So we've got Mondays and Thursday newsletters. Mondays really event-driven, and also online activities that you can do. And then Thursday is really about what other opportunities are there for you to either employ yourself, support yourself. There's other stimulus that's coming from other places, than either federal or possibly state. So there's been a couple of foundations nationally that have stepped up to the plate with specific support for artists. And so we've just collected all that information, and we're getting that out to the community. So as folks figure out how they can continue on with their work, then they have some additional resources available. Other trend that we're seeing is a lot of artists are coming up with creative ways to produce online content and live events. And so that's been a little slow going in our community, but we've seen it in other places. Some of the situation is that there's some technology assistance that's needed, and so we're stepping up and helping artists and any organizations that need it to find out what kind of technology assistance they need, and to kind of meet them with either the assistance we can provide or match them with any community partners that could help them in that way. We're continuing ourselves to advocate for national resources that we can bring into this community to assist with this situation. And to note for the grants portion, we have sent out already to our grantees. We invited them to send out their final reports for their cultural grants, and to talk about how this situation has impacted them, and are collecting information and also finding out how we can help them through this final round, and look at the next round. And we will be working with Visit Tallahassee on the next grants round and how what would be some options for approaching that. And so we will have more information out soon about that. Moving forward and working with Visit Tallahassee, I think that we could certainly look at, you know, be engaged in your conversations about the marketing plan and find out how we can continue to move forward with local engagement and what that would look like. If it's going to be online, if it's going to be a combination of online and a social media plan that we would also kind of envelop all the arts and cultural organizations into, so we can help them with content generation and any other priorities that may come down from Visit Tallahassee. Those are some things that we have been working on this week.
Well, that's great, and yeah, again, certainly content generation is important, certainly not just from COCOSUN, but again, all of our partners, and again, making sure, and you can do that a lot yourself, and it's good. We can repost what you're posting, so I'd say, again, to the extent that you guys are doing that as well, we can, again, take that as, repost it. But certainly, again, we'll take everyone's feedback going forward, and as we are developing the recovery marketing plan. You had said about the artists producing online content and events. Again, that's kind of the same thing as with Mandy and TSO. If there's any content that you can share with us that we can specifically be able to push out collectively for, again, keeping Tallahassee, you know, in the minds of consumers and again, pretty pictures, great, you know, sounds and, you know, any, you know, audio visual that we have was definitely something that we all can amplify of what you all are doing. So again, do appreciate what you're doing there and would encourage you to share that with us. Yeah, as we said, this is the grantees. We have, as you know, a lot of the events have either canceled, and again, this is our festival season, certainly in the spring, and again, a huge economic hit for the community. And many have said that they are just postponing it and looking at alternative dates in the fall. And so again, that, you know, exact dates TBD, but again, we are working with our grantees to support them however we can. Because again, we do know that events are great motivators for travel, and particularly our larger events that, really are, you know, very involved in generating tourism in the community and want to, you know, obviously they're concerned about making sure on the requirements of the grants, which again, we're working with them, but also being part of the recovery efforts of when we are ready to market, you know, if we have a, again, a really strong fall lineup of events and football and, you know, performances and all of that, you know, that's what we're going to need. Again, as content and to better help market the destination. So, and certainly do our part, in restoring the visitation level, as they can be when the industry is, you know, developing the programming and we're ready to do that. Is there any other attractions on the call? Anyone else on the call?
Carrie, this is Christina Paredes in the Office of Economic Vitality. I just thanks so much for putting this call together. For everybody on the line, I just wanted to highlight some two programs at the state and federal level that are available. One is the state's emergency bridge loan program. It's 0% interest for a year, up to $50,000. That's meant to just help provide some short-term cash flow to you. That's only available for for-profit businesses. However, the federal government's SBA disaster loan program is open to nonprofits. And that's $2 million, with an interest, up to $2 million with an interest of 3.75%. And if you're interested in learning about those programs or unemployment assistance or anything around along those lines, please do give us a call. We're here to help you. We're here to talk you through those resources. And my phone number is 850-597-6340. Again, that's 850-597-6340. And we're happy to talk to you and answer any questions you have about the resources that are available. And thank you for all you do. Our goal is to help build a resilient community and keep the vibrancy that we have. So thank you again.
Christina, thank you. And as I mentioned earlier on the call, the documents and the programs that she referenced are also linked on our website. And that is on the, again, visittallahassee.com/industry. Links to the resources that Christina just referenced are there as well for additional information. And again, her phone number is there as well. So thank you. Is there anyone else on the call? Okay, well, hearing none.
Hi, Powell Crease with the Chan Park Art Festival.
Oh, great. Hi, Powell.
Hi, thank you for putting this call together. It's really helpful and informative. So I just wanted to talk about our current impacts. We're definitely rescheduled for June 20th weekend as of now, based on the Parks and Rec approving that, but obviously that's kind of a scary date now that we're hearing all the news about the future, but we're going to stick to that for now and just plan ahead. But because of that, quite a few artists and food vendors have canceled or aren't willing to commit at this point. So that's really where our biggest challenge is trying to plan a festival where we're having a hard time knowing who is actually going to be able to come. So that would be a big loss of revenue for Lemoyne Art especially. And, you know, we're wondering if that will impact our legacy event status at all. That's really our big question. And then what do we do if we're not able to proceed in June? In terms of things we're doing, we are going to be posting thank yous to our sponsors and just trying to let all the artists know that they're welcome and talking about maybe future discounts for future festivals, but we're not able to fully refund them, and that's causing some pain points.
Absolutely. We've been communicating, as you know, with our grantees and to work with them during this, again, very uncertain time, and we will continue to do that. I would anticipate in the not-too-distant future scheduling some conference calls with the legacy event grants, the signature grants, and all of our grantees. Like I said, we've been sending out email communications, but just exactly to your point, want to talk through questions because every scenario is a bit different, and know that we are here individually for any time you want to call and talk through things, but also I do anticipate calls just for the grantees to help them navigate through this again, very unprecedented situation.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carrie, it's Michelle Wilson again. I have a suggestion. Is there any way on the site that you're talking about that maybe these events, like she just mentioned, Santa Parks has a new rescheduled date of all the festivals and things that had to be canceled and or postponed, that perhaps you guys can gather a list of the new dates or at least an expected new date, because that would be so beneficial to probably everybody on this call, because that way we can forecast maybe to ownership or to brand expectation as to when we think some business might be coming back, or at least potential dates. I think that would be super helpful to most people on the call, is if there was some kind of an ongoing list. As we know, everything's fluid and changing daily, but at least if we had some kind of anticipated rescheduled date of some of these events, I think that might be super helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, great idea, and we will absolutely do that. As you might imagine, you know, we've certainly are doing that a little bit on our website to the extent where we can, and saying it's just postponed instead of saying canceled. And if there is a tentative date, we've put that in there. But I understand your point of, especially when we start getting towards the other side of this, is once we do know, we can put a list up there of the events that when they are announcing tentative dates, that they will be in one spot right there. So yeah, that's a great idea. Again, on the industry page, it will say event like rescheduled dates or tentative rescheduled dates, something like that. Anyone else have any other comments, questions, observations at this time? Again, I really want to thank everybody for being on the call today. I can tell you we will be scheduling another industry call next week. Again, as we see how fluidly the situation is changing, this is definitely something that we are going to need to again want to hear from you as the needs change and as the environment changes, frankly. So it will be next Wednesday. I will get back to you. I believe it'll be early in the morning from 8 to 10, but I will confirm that. Again, we've had to juggle around with different conference lines. Just, as you might imagine, free conference call has been inundated, has been having trouble with their platform. So we've had to adjust, some of the usage of our numbers to be able to do this, but we are committed to staying connected and having these conversations and hearing from you, the industry. We absolutely, I without a doubt, believe in the resiliency of this industry. We've seen it again after 9/11, the recession, and Florida has always come back faster than the rest of the country. And certainly here in this community with the great leaders that we have here, I am absolutely confident we will too. It is interesting, you know, that the world is seeing, you know, why what we do is so important. I mean, that's if there's a silver lining, you know, that travel, tourism, and hospitality is so important to not only our local and state economy, but certainly the nation and the world. So we have to stay positive, have to focus on coming back stronger. We know we will rebound and the future will be brighter, and that will happen because we are all in this together. So again, I want to thank you all so much for taking the time to call today. I think we're going to be able to save this recording online and have it posted if anybody wants to go back and glean anything from here, or for those folks that may not have been able to get on the call. We want to be able to have that for them. So again, I thank you all very much for your time this morning and look forward to being together next week. But in the meantime, if there's anything we can do to support you, any questions you may have, any needs you may have, anything like that, please feel free to reach out to anyone on the team. I mean, me, anybody, that we are here to help you. So thank you very much again for your time this morning. Stay safe and be well, and we'll talk next week. Thank you.